You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In keeping with COVID-19 news, the strain of COVID-19, which has been found in the Auckland community, has been identified as the UK variant. To find out what this may mean for our imminent vaccination rollouts and future community responses to COVID-19, Zoe Larson-Cumming spoke to academic general practitioner and associate professor Nikki Turner on the UK variant and what it means for our response to COVID-19 this time around. Turner is also the director of the Immunisation Advisory Centre at the University of Auckland.
Yeah, hi, I'm Dr. Nikki Turner. I'm director of the Immunisation Advisory Centre at the University of Auckland.
Now, the community cases in Auckland have been identified as the UK variant. In what ways is this variant different to what we were facing this time last year?
So the major difference with this variant and a couple of others that have recently arisen is that they spread more easily from person to person. If you do catch this variant, the illness is the same as previous variants. They're not worse, they're not more mild, but they do seem to be more transmissible.
Does this have any effect on the vaccines that are that have been planned to start being rolled out on the 20th of February?
At this stage, there will be no change in the vaccination program. If there was widespread community transmission, then there would need to be a review. But at this point, the people in New Zealand who still most urgently need protection are the staff at the borders and the quarantine and their families. So with only a small amount of community transmission, the current New Zealand strategy would continue as it is.
Mm. You represent the College of General Practitioners and Child Health Interests. The original COVID-19 virus has been reported to affect most children only mildly. Is this also the case with the UK variant?
With this variant and the other variants as well, it still applies the same. The difference is they look like they spread more easily from person to person, but they are not making people more sick. So still at this stage, child illness is definitely more mild than adult and particularly elderly or people with medical problems.
Mm. What is the protocol going to be with vaccines in New Zealand, especially if this virus is going to become, it is more contagious? Will there have to be stricter protocols as to how that's going to happen?
I think there's a couple of questions. The first is, will the vaccine still be as effective against this particular strain? At this stage, it's looking like the Pfizer vaccine that we're getting in the country this week is looking like it's still going to be effective against this strain. It's possible it may be slightly less effective against the South African strain, but it's still looking like it's effective. So the vaccination strategy at this stage can stay the same. Now, they are looking closely internationally at all these different strains as they mutate. And if they mutated more so that it looked like the vaccines were actually less effective, then this Pfizer vaccine and the other vaccines that New Zealand is planning on purchasing are able to be changed quite rapidly to respond to new variants. So the world is looking closely at this issue at the moment and has got plans in place if they needed to change them. Currently, as of this week, they're reasonably confident that the Pfizer vaccine is still looking very effective.
Mm. With our alert level system, which has worked very well in the past, is that going to have to be adapted at all if we see more of these variants entering our country?
It's not really such an issue of the variants entering the country because they're all acting the same. The difference is that variants spread more easily, so that we have to just stay on very heightened alert to watch for community spread. And the other important thing is we now are underway with a vaccination program for those who we consider at highest risk of exposure. If we did then get more community spread that we could not control, we would have to change our strategic approach to who we vaccinate first.
Mm. Research New Zealand did a survey recently asking over 1,000 New Zealanders over 18 whether they were prepared to be vaccinated. And it reported that males were more likely to get vaccinated than females, with 76% of male respondents saying that they would be prepared to be vaccinated, as opposed to 64% of women, which is quite a significant gap. Why do you think that might be?
Yes, well, I think there's a whole lot of things about surveys and who was selected and why they were selected for the survey that I'm unclear of with this one. Usually we don't see a major difference between male and female uptake with vaccination. So it may be that the information needed to the community to understand the vaccines and when they'd use them and how they'd use them are not yet adequate, particularly perhaps for some women to feel confident. So I think I wouldn't read too much into the survey except the importance of us continuing to communicate what these vaccines are, how they work, how effective they are, and really importantly, how safe they are. I think once that we get more information out, which there really is large amounts now on the safety profile of these vaccines, it may well be that the attitudes on these surveys do shift a bit.
Hmm. What do you think that the new UK variant means for the length of the current lockdown that we're currently in?
What it means is that we're at higher risk of community transmission. So it just creates a higher level of alert, and that it's more likely than previous that we get escape into the community. So the answer is to do what we're doing and to keep doing it as well as we can and effectively as we can. That is why the government moves so fast, because it is more transmissible. It doesn't mean we can't control it. We have seen in the world when people move fast, with lockdowns, even short-term ones, they do have an effect. So it just means we've all got to be on alert and very aware that this is a situation that we have to watch closely and all respond to in our own ways.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.